I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. For the past decade, Russian state-run TV has been broadcasting a weekly series. It's called Who Are We? Each half-hour episode looks at a particular thread of Russian history. For instance, the role of the secret police or Russian-Georgian relations. Reporter Bridget McCarthy recently sat down with a host of the show. He says his series is about self-understanding.
Felix Razumovsky, the bearded, burly historian who hosts the program Who Are We?, says normal countries don't have to ask themselves this question.
But Russia is a peculiar country with a very strange fate.
Our history is characterized by these dramatic ruptures, he says, or tears in the historical canvas. The Bolshevik Revolution and the end of historic Russia in 1917 was one such tear.
And of course, another tear in the historic canvas was 1991 and the end of the Soviet Union.
Razumovsky says, after all, the Soviet Union didn't break apart 20 years ago. Russia did.
And again, there was this attempt to recreate Russia from scratch by denying everything that came before, everything Soviet.
Razumovsky wants Russians to understand this impulse for revolution and radical reinvention because the results are so often tragic.
It's like if you get your hands dirty, instead of washing them, you just cut them off. I'm a big believer in washing.
He says political, economic, and cultural factors help explain Russia's extremist tendencies.
But as someone who studies the history of this country, it's the spiritual level, or the inner workings of the nation, that I find interesting.
Psychologically, he says, Russians remain profoundly shaped by their Orthodox Christian heritage and the idea of Holy Russia. That heritage can be summed up in a single biblical verse.
Don't gather your treasures on earth, but store up your treasures in heaven. This very simple phrase is basically what characterizes the Russian soul or spirit.
Razumovsky thinks one reason communist ideology got a foothold in Russia was that it offered a modern, secular version of Holy Russia. Soviets were ready to lay down their lives for the sake of a future workers' paradise.
So that's why Russia took up the call. Excuse me, but no one else in Europe screwed around like this.
When communism collapsed 20 years ago, Russians not only lost their state religion, they lost their Soviet identity. Razumovsky says this is the real crisis in Russia today. There's no agreement among the population about the country's post-Soviet identity. But the Russian Orthodox Church has made a startling comeback over the past 20 years. More than 80% of Russians consider themselves Orthodox Christians, even if they don't attend church. Felix Razumovsky thinks this transition from militant atheism to orthodoxy makes perfect sense.
Because it's the same type of worldview. If you're a person who needs that bigger force or idea in your life, then it's easier for you to switch from the Bolshevik communist future paradise to the Orthodox Christian future paradise.
But some view Russia's religious revival with skepticism. Valery Kazin is a writer from Nizhny Novgorod.
You know, I have some friends who used to be active members of Communist Party. And now they are carrying small crosses. At the same time, they toast Soviet holidays and they drink vodka in the same way that they did 20 or 25 years ago.
Razumovsky thinks this kind of muddled thinking is typical. Just look at our national symbols, he says. Our flag is from Imperial Russia, while our national anthem is from the Soviet era, except that it now begins with Russia, our holy nation. We should neither romanticize nor reject our past, Felix Razumovsky says. We should learn from it.
Russians have this unique experience of having lived through so many different kinds of rule and forms of the nation-state, and that's a treasure that can be used.
But for now, he says, history still has us by the throat. For The World, I'm Bridget McCarthy.
You can find more of Bridget's comprehensive series on 20 years since the fall of the Soviet Union, including pieces on Yeltsin, the Gulag Museum, and nostalgia for the USSR. It's all at theworld.org.